This is The Quest. Saints, Heroes for All Time Pledge Drive. Thank you so much for joining us, folks. We appreciate your work in this mission field. Folks, we had a great couple hours. I'd like to thank Julius and Darius for calling in, and also Laura, Matthew, David for also. So we got John and David called in. I believe they're probably at least relatives. I know John is the oldest son of David. So we thank you for that gift. Thank you so much for your support and this work of doing Catholic radio, specifically The Quest here in Atlanta. This hour, we are going to visit with Georgette Ginger. So Ginger is your nickname.
Yes.
Samaritan. So Georgette Samaritan. And also, Steph Ike is going to co-host with us this hour. So Steph, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm feeling blessed to be here today and happy that you're with us.
Yeah, we're so honored to be working in this vineyard for the Lord. And so folks, help us continue this work by giving us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or as many of you have been doing, give online at thequestatlanta.com. And download that mobile app. You can take us everywhere, and you can donate right by hitting the button on the mobile app on thequestatlanta.com. Steph, tell us actually a little bit about yourself. We've visited in the past, mm-hmm. of course, and I'm sure our listeners know you, but a little update on what you're up to.
Well, I'm originally from Minnesota, so when I hear
your voice, I feel like Minnesota?
I'm at home. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I hear your accent, and I think, hey, I think I'm home. This is great. I've been listening to you since we went live this morning at 8 o'clock. So we have been here, my husband Bob and I, for over 30 years. We have three sons. And I have been helping the station since its conception and have had the opportunity to do a lot of very rewarding and fun things with the station. And today is just an example of it. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I don't know. Did we ever talk that you were from Minnesota before?
I don't think so.
What area? Of Minnesota?
Central Minnesota. Little Falls is where I grew up. My husband and I were high school sweethearts. Right. So
just outside of St. Cloud. I know where that's at very well.
Yeah.
My wife's from that area. So awesome.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
So Steph's going to be with us this hour as we visit with, we're getting some adjustments here. So it's always live radio, getting things lined up. So Georgette, are you comfortable there?
Yeah. I am. All right. Oh, thanks to Mr. Dominic.
All right, Dom. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing that. And maybe that's actually, Dom is running the board here for us this hour and all these hours. So he's keeping everything straight. So we appreciate all the work that he's doing here. Ginger, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, would we like to start with the Holy Spirit prayer?
That's wonderful.
Led by Stephanie, my friend Steph Ike.
Oh. I'm going to do the unity prayer.
If
you want to lead the Holy Spirit.
That sounds great.
We do the unity prayer. It's
okay.
So beautiful.
Okay. You ready? Should we say it together or behind each other?
We'll say it together.
Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the eternal Father.
Amen.
Amen. And O Blessed Lady, spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Amen. Holy Spirit. Amen. That's a favorite prayer of the station. Father Jim Blunt taught us that prayer, and we have been praying it very frequently. We know that Jesus shared that this particular prayer was meant for our time, and that it actually blinds Satan. So we like that. We get to have, when we have a lot of holiness going on in this station, we get in trouble a little bit with things that happen, little goofy things that happen in the studio, right? So we pray this a lot before some of our live shows. We pray for before we are on Heaven's Light, certainly, in some of our other shows. So I always like to start with that. So thank you, Georgette,
thank
for
you.
Helping me do that.
Oh, my. Steve, it's such a pleasure and an honor for me to be here with you and Steph. I was telling them I felt like I was better in the background, and I hope that none of our dear listeners decide to turn off the station while I'm on right now. I was born and raised here in Atlanta. I'm a cradle Catholic, and I feel that I'm a little bit older than many of you, and so during our time growing up in Atlanta, we were still considered mission country. I grew and evolved in my faith and in my family. I've had a very rewarding career serving Greater Atlanta's sick and injured as well as its healthcare community. Serving them. I married my best friend, my archangel, yeah. Arnold Holder, who was the Shepherd Center's chief of maintenance and engineering, and who became a convert to the faith some years later. Now, I heard you talking about and asking folks who their favorite saints were. I just don't think it's any coincidence, and throughout my whole life, that my favorite saint outside of my own family members is St. Francis of Assisi. Arnold died in 2006 on the Feast of St. Therese, and he was buried on the Feast of St. Francis, and by no coincidence, his life was a reflection of the lives of those saints, and in between, we celebrate the Guardian Angel Feast Day. So I felt that that's just a so significant piece of my later life, and Arnold's reflection of his life. So I'm pretty much retired at this point. And it's interesting, too, that with the inception of the Quest on April the 21st, 2018, that's when... That was in the second quarter, beginning of my retirement, when I began to ask the Lord for focus. And what, you know, I did what, in the early years of my life, in the first years of my life, I did what I should. Mm. Now I wanted to know what the Lord wanted me to do as I ought. Mm. And so the significance of my retirement from full-time work and the evolution of the Quest Atlanta is very real. Again, it's not a coincidence of how these events merge in one's life, and I believe the Lord led me to the Quest. It was interesting. I didn't hear anything on the radio. I found out about the Quest via the Ave Maria gift shop, Catholic gift shop in Alpharetta, because they had magnets, the Quest magnets there on display as I was checking out. And I went to my car and I immediately turned on the station and I thanked God for the station. I have hungered for Catholic radio for years during those, and I know most Atlanta people who drive in Atlanta understand this, that, you know, with the construction and everything on 75 and all throughout, in the past it was taking me 2 hours to get from my home in Kennesaw down to Buckhead, both ways, 2 hours both ways. So the way I would entertain myself is with country music and some of the news stations, Steve, and also books on tape. I had the CD, the Rosary on CD, which, of course, is one of my favorite prayers, and the Divine Mercy Chaplet on CD, and I would play those as well, and the Chaplet of St. Michael the Archangel. Yes, I had the CDs, but I was hungering for more, because let me just say, I respect him greatly, but Mark Levine, you know, came on as I was driving home, and okay, I wrestled with Mark and all his theories and political maneuvering, and he's great, very conservative guy, and he entertained me for the most part going home. Boy, how I would have loved to have been listening to Al Cresta in the afternoon. Okay, so you know, Steve, you just punched my button. Tell me when to stop.
You're doing great. Keep going.
But
keep
I'm
going,
telling
Ginger.
You, this is remarkable. And I think how blessed we are with the saints who have, through their faith and trust in our Lord, established this station and who continue with their trust in our Lord to keep it running, because only we can do that. This is a gift, y'all. This is a true gift to us in the Atlanta community. We've never known anything like it. The fact that the programs are partnershiped with the giant EWTN, who our heads bow when we say EWTN.
In prayer for them.
In prayer. In prayer. Absolutely, Steve. And Ave Maria Radio is spectacular.
Sorry, my chair was making some noise there, so I wanted to. it's a great team effort between. So EWTN really kind of is a clearinghouse of their own programming shows, and then also Ave Maria Radio, Catholic Answers Live, the Sunrise Morning Show. They kind of offer that free of charge. And Mother Angelica years ago, 25 years ago, said, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to provide my programming to y'all if you want to get a radio station, but you need to, you know, do your own local programming, and you can use our feed free of charge." And so 25 years ago, the first radio stations started up, Catholic radio stations. And so this is a great part of that tradition. And radio is still a very viable option for listeners, especially when there's local communication and local relationship like we're doing here right now. Because, you know, we want to be connected. And one of the things that we talk about when people leave the church, they leave the church usually because they feel no connection, they don't understand the faith, or they don't see anybody living their faith. That's the number of the surveys that have done of the nuns, the NONESs, who say they have no faith whatsoever. It's because they've not no one to journey with, they don't know the faith, and they don't know anybody who knows the faith and lives it, you know. And so we all know that as Catholics, we can act, you know, we know the faith and we don't always live it well. We're all a little hypocritical, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And as Archbishop Fulton Sheen said to one gentleman who came up to him and said, "Hey, you know, you Catholics, you're all a bunch of hypocrites." He goes, "Well, there's room for one more. Come on in." You know, and we're all struggling. None of us are perfect. And if we think we're perfect, if we've arrived, as Google Maps says, you have arrived, none of us have arrived. Yes. We're still journeying. And so we're here on this journey together. And that's why we call it the quest. It's a
that's
quest, right?
Right?
It's a
right.
quest for the truth.
Exactly.
And so help us continue this work, folks. You can give us a call, 470-508-1160. Bob, Colin, Jordan, Taylor, and Marina, they are helping us this hour along with Stephanie and Dennis and Hoa. I hope I'm saying their HOA. Is helping us from Duluth, Georgia, and also Carl. So thank you for giving online or calling in. You can give online at thequestatlanta.com or download the mobile app. Or you can also give by calling 470-508-1160. We do have, again, a goal this hour of raising $3,000. We've raised just about $1,000 this hour, folks. So we're one-third of the way there. And if you would like to offer a match this hour, if you'd like to say, "Hey, I want to help other people, I want to encourage others to give," you can call and say, "Hey, I want to match some dollars this hour." Maybe some Knights of Columbus councils, you want to call in and say, "Hey, we want to challenge other knights to call in." Or we're going to match some dollars. Give us a call, 470-508-1160. This is your pledge drive. on the quest. We will be here for the next 3 days, coming to you live. And stop by the studio if you'd like to pray with us. Adoration going on. And a couple suggestions for you if you'd like to give at that station guardian level. That's $100 per month or $1,200 a year. And I'm going to ask you to consider maybe some monthly gifts. A lot of one-time gifts are great, but monthly gifts really help us a lot. And so consider a monthly gift. And all monthly donors, you're going to get a Quest mug, and your name is going to be put into a drawing for some artwork provided here by Sally Kazin. If you stop by the studio, it's right on the front wall presentation of the Lamb, a 16 by 20 inch piece of artwork provided by her. Your name will be put into a drawing.
Oh my gosh.
If you give at the monthly donor level, you get that mug and a chance to win that artwork from Sally. So give us a call, 470-508-1160. Now, if you're saying, well, yeah, that's a great opportunity to give at a monthly level, I'd love to do that. Here's a couple levels you can choose. You could choose $25 a month. That's share the vision level, or $30 a month, dollar a day club, or $100 a month, which is a station guardian. Those are some suggestions. Now, you can pick your own number if you want to somewhere in there. That would be fine. But please consider a monthly gift. That really helps us a lot. If it does need to be a one-time gift, we're okay with that too. Just give us a call, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com or on the Quest mobile app. My name is Steve Splunkowski, visiting here with Steph Eich and Ginger Samaritan. And we are talking about really the joy of having Catholic radio. Now, I grew up, my dad was an avid talk radio listener, and all the time conservative talk radio as well. And he was an appliance repairman, and we traveled across the whole area, and I went with him and fixing washers and dryers, and we were listening to talk radio the entire time. And he mentioned way back then, 40 some years ago, wouldn't it be nice if there was a Catholic radio that I could listen to some Catholic programming? And about 15 years ago, I got to become part of that. And I agree. It's just it is a great tool. And it almost feels like when you turn on the radio, you kind of are home.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. We want everybody to have that feeling.
Yeah.
This is really special. It hurts me in my mind. I do this. This is just the way I'm built. That Dad and Mom and Arnold and those others in my life that I love so much that are no longer on the earth, that didn't have this opportunity because they wanted it just like your dad wanted it. I know, in our hearts. And lately in the last couple of years, like so many people, I just have come not to trust the mainstream media, and I've almost entirely stopped watching and listening to the steady diet of what I believe is pollution coming through the airways. I'm not really trying to be negative here. It's just that life has really changed. So in contrast, I trust the programming delivered by the Quest and our spiritual leaders. And not only does the Quest energize me spiritually and mentally, Steve, the messages give me hope. And man, who wouldn't agree that we need more hope, especially right now? And also, although I'm a cradle Catholic, and yes, I went to parochial schools, sometimes... And it was wonderful, and it was very important. But sometimes you're left with an emptiness in your heart. And what the Quest does for us, without an effort on our part, y'all, is to help us solidify our knowledge of the faith. Yes. Whether we're Catholic or non-Catholic, does not matter. I would like to invite my agnostic friends to listen to the Quest. It's so enriching. Mm-hmm. And our programs that invite us to call in with our questions. Dr. David Anders, my gosh, a remarkable theologian and convert to the faith. I've also found Steve and Steph, and I don't know if if you found the same, that some of our converts to the faith, those who had to really work hard to have what we were gifted from birth, have a much deeper understanding and depth and breadth, mm-hmm. and really convey and really can teach us so much. It's just, you know, it's no question that the programming and the messages are guided by the Holy Spirit. And supporting the station allows me personally to become a media missionary. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't go to Africa. I can't even go to where I dreamt about going. After I graduated from nursing school, which is up to Appalachia. Mm-hmm. I can't do that, but this station, these people can, and I don't have to lift a finger except to keep it going. Yeah. And I hope the good Lord will give me some credit for that. I hope Mother Angelica would agree as well.
Absolutely.
But by supporting this station, EWTN, and other excellent Catholic programs, I hope, what I'm trying to say is I hope I'm vicariously fulfilling our Lord's command to go out into the world preaching the gospel to the whole creation. Why, y'all, it couldn't be easier.
Well, and I think it's an important point that you make there. St. Teresa of Lisieux, she's actually one of the patrons of the missions, and she lived in a convent. So how was she a missionary living in a convent? But our work and our lives can be an example. It can be something that draws other people to this relationship with Christ. And so, you know, as we mentioned, Catholic radio is kind of evangelization for you know, us, for simple folk. I cannot sit and debate in the room with Tim Staples and Carlo Broussard, and you know, they would run circles around me. But the questions that they answer, and with the charity and the clarity with which they answer them, is beautiful. That and our brothers and sisters can tune in and be a part of that, be a part of this family of faith. So, folks, help us continue this work. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes here, but we're going to leave our phone lines open and our website will still be active. TheQuestAtlanta.com. You can donate there or call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or TheQuestAtlanta.com, or check out the mobile app. This is The Quest. We will be right back.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
People think abortion is a safe and simple procedure. However, the physical complications after abortion can be extremely serious. The physical risk depends on the type of procedure. The most common procedures carry the risk of hemorrhaging, infection, and increased risk of miscarriage in future pregnancies. Women are told you can abort this unplanned baby and have another when the time is good, and that future pregnancies won't be impacted. But women who have abortions are 60% higher risk of a miscarriage. Abortion is not simple. Complications happen. Since abortion clinics are in business to make a profit, they often minimize the complications of abortions. It's also not in their best interest to provide information that makes the patient think about alternatives to abortion, like adoption and parenting. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, this is Georgette Samaritan, a cradle Catholic from Kennesaw, Georgia. I'm so blessed to have Atlanta's Catholic radio station, The Quest, in my life. Each program feeds my mind and my soul in some special way and deepens my focus on those issues that matter the most in my life, namely my relationship to our Lord and His Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Loving Father, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed our lives. We thank you for the Quest and the listeners who encounter you through this station. You are a powerful God, and we need Catholic radio now more than ever. We pray that the 3 days of this pledge drive will be fruitful. We offer it to you with total abandonment and trust. We look forward to the treasures you will share through our guests. Lord, blanket the quest with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth and love. O Holy Spirit, you are the consolation of our hearts and the inspiration of our best achievements. As we seek your guidance, we envision the apostles at Pentecost filled with a new wisdom and understanding on fire to spread the word of God to all who would listen. Let us have a measure of that Pentecost for your glory. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Amen.
I'm Father Timothy Gallagher. This is my favorite prayer. It's a prayer that my dad taught me when I was young and made it more personal for me now. O most sacred heart of Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you this day all of my prayers, joys, works, and sacrifices, and any sufferings you share with me from your holy cross, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, and for reparation for my sins, the sin of my penitents, the sins of my family, the sins of my enemies, and those of the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.
Hey everybody, this is The Quest, Saints, Heroes for All Time. 470-508-1160 is our phone number. TheQuestAtlanta.com is our website. And there's also the Quest mobile app. Check it out. You can listen to us anywhere, 24/7, and anywhere in the world, actually. That's one of the great things about internet. You can listen right here to your local Catholic radio station, The Quest Atlanta. This is your pledge drive. My name is Steve Sponskowski. I'm in studio with Steph Eich and Ginger Samaritan. And we are talking about supporting this work of Catholic radio, right here in your own backyard of Atlanta. Folks, so far this hour, we've raised about $1,000. We do have a $3,000 goal this hour, so we do need you to give us a shout. We'd like to thank a few folks here. Carl. There we go. My tongue agreed with me that time. Carl helped called in from Kennesaw. We also received some calls from Atlanta, Loganville, Duluth, and Cummings, Roswell, and Sugar Hill this hour. So we would appreciate your call at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. And this hour, again, we've raised about $1,000. So if we could give us a shout and help us continue this work. And again, as I mentioned, we're visiting with Steph Eich and Ginger Samaritan. So we're going to continue that conversation.
Thanks, Steve. We're having a great hour, aren't we?
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, we talked about it during the break. We would love to kick off this next half hour with a little prayer, and I think the Hail Mary would be perfect. Would you say the Hail
love
Mary
it.
With me?
Oh,
all
yes.
Right. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Beautiful. Amen.
And we're doing our silent sign of the cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
So I want to share a favorite story, a favorite Georgette story. And I was telling the guys about this story, but I have on my special slippers today, and I have to tell a story about that. My very first work here on a pledge drive, Georgette happened to be walking in to bring us a donation and spent some time in the station while we were live and saw me running around a lot. We have people in the conference room right now taking your calls. We have people in adoration right now praying for the success of this drive. We have everybody here in the studio, Dom and Steve and Ginger and I, and people supporting all the work in the back room with all the donations coming in to log all of those. And so we're all busy, and I was a runner that day. So I'm the person that would bring in notes from people taking calls where callers wanted either a special prayer request or they wanted to do a shout out to someone who happens to be on at that hour and or bring good news of special donations, leadership gifts, and that kind of thing, so we could ring the bell. And she saw me, didn't you, Ginger? You saw me, and you came back with a pair of slippers because I was running around so much. And so I wear them. I wear them for every drive. They're very special to me. So thank you. I've got them on right now. And Ginger also caters a lunch for us every time we do a pledge drive. And so now we have people who are repeat guests who now we say are going to be booking their time with us on these pledge drives. So what is the day that Ginger is catering lunch? I'll come then. So anyway, we thank you for all the ways that you have been a great supporter of ours. And I just noticed we have something that has come in during the break that I want to talk about for a second before I ask you something. Actually, this is what I want to ask you about, to share with us what's on the table right now, because this is something special that you are offering to our callers who are placing a support for us, a donation for us this hour. Do you want to talk a little bit about what this is?
Well, I see each and every one of you out there who support us with your money, with your prayers, and just being with us to keep us focused, and I thought it might be a nice little gift to bring to those who are calling in during this hour, some little angels to commemorate you. And what I brought here are little crochet angels that you can put on your Christmas tree.
They're lovely. They're lovely. I think people would really like having one. So call in now.
I think the next first caller's calling in will get one of these little angels.
We've probably got, Dom, about 20 minutes for you to have a chance to get one of these angels.
Hurry, because I can't crochet anymore.
So we have the one angel. Do we have a number of angels, or how many are we giving?
Yes, we have a number of angels.
We have a number of angels. So actually, if you give this hour, let's say this, all monthly donors, if you call in, you get that Quest mug, you're also going to get your name in a drawing for that beautiful artwork. And if you give at that angel level, and actually I think we call it the dollar a day level, $30 a month, or the $25 a month, or $100 a month, you will get this angel. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Or you can give online at thequestatlanta.com. Anybody who gives a monthly gift this hour will receive, in addition to your beautiful mug, also a beautifully crocheted angel here. Ginger, you tell us a little bit about what you've made these angels yourself, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that you had. Okay.
Well, you know, that was a teaser, of course. Okay. They were made, I was drawn to them, of course, because they're angels, but also because they were made in Lebanon. Lebanon, Tennessee, y'all.
All right. In the local.
And, you know, my background is Lebanese American.
Yes. Okay, very good.
So there's the connection.
Yes.
470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com.
And if you feel called right now, we would love to hear from you. And not only for your financial support, which we absolutely need because we are 100% listener supported as the station, we would love to have you call in and chat with us about what your favorite program is or why you love The Quest. We would love to have you call and tell us about that. Or if you have a special prayer request, we have people on their knees right now, this hour and every hour that we're live, praying for you, praying for this hour, praying for the success of this drive. And we would love to take your prayers right into the station. And while they're on their knees, they'll be praying for you. So give us a call at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Or go to our app, our Quest Atlanta app. And I have to tell you, there are some new cars. I just got a new car after having a car for like 13 years. And the old one were great with any station I wanted. And the new ones picks up only some stations. So I was very happy that I had the app. So download the app. If you haven't done that yet, go to the App Store and look for the Quest Atlanta or Quest Atlanta, and you'll find it. It's a great resource to have any time of day, so or anywhere you are. So let's get back to Georgette. Tell us more about your faith journey.
Well, I'd rather talk about yours. I appreciate the fact that the theme of this drive is about saints and heroes. And I really want to say that I'm the most grateful person, so very grateful. And the older I get, the more grateful I get in appreciation of the saints who raised me and the saints with whom I had constant contact growing up. I think, as I mentioned, the Lord understood that I needed a lot of help. I was going to need to have a lot of support around me to stay strong and true to our faith. And I wanted to talk about one of my saints in particular, my Uncle Abe Mansour, who was devout with the Blessed Mother, always at his side. And during the period of time, during that period of time when I was coming up and my brothers and my cousins, Tommy Sharon and Myra Mansour, there was a tendency to drift away from the Blessed Mother and from the Rosary. But as soon as we would get home from school every day and Uncle Abe made sure we had our dinner, that phone would ring. Rosary time. It's rosary time. And all us kids, me, my brother Vince and Tony, and Tommy Sharon and Myra, we would gather in the backyard, which we all shared. It was like a little community, a little core Lebanese community in the back at the picnic tables. And those rosaries would be out, and we would pray with Uncle Abe. Now, it wasn't that easy for Uncle Abe. Now, he had to work hard to get us to join him. As I said, Mama, do I have to go and say the rosary right now? I've got to get on with my homework. It's going to take me all night. I'm not going to be able to go to bed at 9. Yes, Ginger, you have to go with Uncle Abe now. So I'd call Uncle Abe back. No, I was very persistent, y'all. Uncle Abe, just really, the timing is really tough here. But Ginger, I've got candy. Oh, okay, Uncle Abe, is that old candy you gave us last month? Now, here, Uncle Abe, I have a request. We need to get some chocolate candy in. Okay, Uncle, I'm coming. And then Tommy would complain, my cousin Tommy, he and I about the same age, and he'd say, Ginger, the only thing is, we love saying the rosary, the only thing is, Uncle Abe showed favoritism to you, and you always got to read the litanies afterwards. So this is how Uncle Abe kept us close to our Lord and honor the Blessed Mother and through the litanies. And then he'd pull one on, especially when I told him I had a lot of homework, and I had to say the litany of the saints. Of course, we love the litany of the saints. Mm-hmm. So combined with the litany of Loretto to our Blessed Mother, the litany to St. Joseph, and the litany of the saints, these were our favorite prayers growing up with the Holy Rosary. I want to keep talking a little bit more about the rosary, if I may. We got the call at 4 a.m. in the morning on Mother's Day in 1967. It's Abe, it's Abe, it's Abe, Aunt Rosa was calling. We all, I don't know even what day it was, but I remember exactly everything about it. And we ran down next door, and Uncle Abe was on the stretcher being carried away by the ambulance. And I was in shock, and I held on to the rail of the stretcher, and I started crying, Uncle Abe, I'm coming with you, I'm coming with you. And he looked at me, and he held his hand, and he said, Rosary, Ginger, Rosary. Mm. And that was the last thing we had together, was the Rosary. And when I say the Rosary now, I always thank Uncle Abe prior to beginning. And I thank my Blessed Mother for giving me Uncle Abe and helping us focus this way.
How beautiful.
So that story is. That's my story about the rosary. Now, later on, Saint Father Rainer Dray, OFM, one of the priests of the Order of Friars Minor Franciscan, who was pastor of the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception during the time, you know, one of the pastors during the time the Franciscans came down to Atlanta. Like I said, it was mission country. And later it's Father Rainer who held a little booklet out to me, which was the Spiritual Rosary booklet. So everybody who is struggling with meditating on the rosary and staying focused and wanting a deeper relationship with the Blessed Mother and that prayer and our journey every time we say the rosary, this is one of the first little booklets that came out based on scripture and that we would pray along with each Hail Mary. So before each Hail Mary, it was a little scriptural message that applied to that particular mystery of the rosary. Then later on in life, I have come to treasure some new books, one by Father Longenberger, I think, and Mother Angelica's Rosary Meditations. She has a book out, and there's another outstanding book, to Pray the Rosary Like a Saint. And so, y'all, there are a lot of aids we have out there to praying the rosary. And you're saying, well, gee, it takes so much time to pray the rosary. Not really. Mm-hmm. Not really. What, 20 minutes?
Right.
That'll go in a fast. Put the coffee cup on.
What I think one of the great reminders is that the rosary is a meditation on scripture.
Absolutely.
You know, and
yes.
As Catholics, we often forget the importance of scripture, although, of course, at every Mass, on every day and every Sunday, we read scripture. But the rosary is every mystery of the rosary. Really, the Hail Marys are a timing of that prayer, and then we meditate on the different mysteries from scripture. And so it's a beautiful journey, ability to journey with Our Lady, journey with our Lord, through the joyful mysteries. I love the new luminous mysteries that
too.
Pope John Paul II
yes.
gave us. What
yes.
a beautiful gift. Folks, if you just joined us, my name is Steve Splanskowski. Ginger Samaritan is sharing her story about her Uncle Abe here and the rosary. Also in studio here, Steph Ike. We're just visiting about the wonderful gifts we have in our Catholic faith. And that's what we want to continue to remind you of here on The Quest. We're going to continue to bring you great programming from EWTN. Later this afternoon, we'll head back to the network programming for a little bit, and then we'll come back in the afternoon again. But in order to continue that work, we need your help to pay the bills. Now, one of the things that we were going to share with you this morning is that the Quest has been on the air for 3 years, since April 21st, 2018. But as of this November, we will be debt-free. This station, I just made you a network. I guess you're going to get another radio station. This station will be debt-free. And so all the dollars that you give to the work right here of the Quest go directly into the mission. No more mortgage payments, unless you want to expand. And that could be, you know, that could be a thing that the Lord's calling you to. But this is a great work for you to be a part of. You're going to, one of the things that I've noticed in Catholic radio, working in Catholic radio, is how many people's lives, Ginger, as you mentioned too, are touched by Catholic radio. And when we come together, there's a beautiful community of Catholics and Christians, not just our brothers and sisters who are part of our Catholic faith, but those who are journeying in the Christian walk are drawn together. And as you started this segment with a unity prayer, we are drawn together in a goal to reach others and to be unified with Christ and in Christ. And so help us continue this work. Mike called in, Mike called in from Peachtree Corners. And so, Mike, thank you for calling in. And also David Higgins gave online from right here from Atlanta. And also Nick called in honor of Georgette from Ackworth.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
So thank you for that gift, Nick. You can join Mike, David, and Nick, and many of our guests and friends this hour who called in at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Or you can give online at thequestatlanta.com. And consider, if you've been listening in your car and you've had a little trouble with that signal, download that mobile app. You can listen to us 24/7 anywhere across the nation, across the world. Help us continue this work. A little update here, folks. We have a $3,000 goal this hour. We've raised $1,632 this hour, $1,632. So about another $1,400, and we will get to our goal this hour. So give us a shout, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com.
Yeah, and I would say if you feel like you might be called to join this family, we would love to have you be part of the quest. If you've been listening for a long time or you just started tuning in, perhaps you're listening for the first time today, we invite you to be part of this mission to spread the word of God, to just enjoy our Catholic faith, to grow in it. We are a strong and growing station, and we need your help. We want you to be part of the family. Ginger is part of this family, and we are so excited to have her here with us today. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 to help us out, to keep us strong, to energize us, to help us continue to grow some of our programming and the important things. Yes, we will be able to pay off the mortgage thanks to all of your support and the grace of God, how blessed we are. But that's just a small part of what it takes for this station. We have a lot of bills to pay. The power bill would choke you. I mean, there are a lot of monthly bills, you help us keep the station running. So thank you for all of you who are monthly listeners or monthly supporters who are listening right now. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering that call. Thank you for taking up this work with us and be part of it. And thank you for praying for us. So many people are praying for us. We have prayer intercessors, I think a couple dozen prayer intercessors for this station. And we're so grateful for them. We have adoration in the chapel here, and we have guardians who are protecting us along with the Trinity. So we're very, very grateful. And Ginger, what do you think of our chapel? I know you've been here a lot. Yeah.
I just totally love it. Hey, Steph, I understand that you're the designer.
Well,
gorgeous little chapel. Say, y'all, I personally want to invite y'all down here to the station. Mm. This is family. This is not just just another radio station. And every one of y'all is a volunteer.
That's right.
Everybody that works here is a volunteer. They're giving their time, guys. So, you know, you say, well, where's my money going? Steph just explained it. But my relationship deepened with the people here at the station, the saints who run this station, by coming on down and physically being present. Please come on down and be a part of our prayer life here. What other radio station do you know that has its own chapel and our Lord here present in the Holy Eucharist and the adoration going? How many hours a day do we do adoration here, Steph?
Anywhere from 3 to 6, depending on what day it is.
3 to 6. And what other radio station has the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass, offered in its own chapel where you can come and participate in that Holy Mass? That's on Wednesdays at 11 still?
It's, you know what? It varies now. We have priests who volunteer to come in on their own time. So we try to accommodate them. So if they say, I would love to do a Mass for you, and my day off is Tuesday, then we do it on Tuesday. So we try to be flexible, and so we're very grateful to have all of those priests helping us out and being part of this station as well. I think we've had over 50 priests who've been in the station participating, either being on pledge drives or saying Mass and giving us their support. So we're very, very grateful to have that.
Give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online, thequestatlanta.com. In studio here with Steph Ike, Ginger Samaritan. My name is Steve Splunskowski. Ginger, you have a couple of favorite prayers in the last few minutes we got left that you wanted
sure
to share with
do.
Us.
Well, gosh, we have so many favorite prayers. What can we do? But because I feel that I'm a part of the Franciscan community through our wonderful Franciscan fathers who I mentioned served as missionaries to us in Atlanta and in Georgia in the 60s and 70s, and we're so grateful for them, that I believe the prayer of St. Francis would be appropriate for us now.
Excellent.
If you all would say it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Did I give you a cheat sheet?
You did.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Mm. Lord, make me
an instrument
of your peace.
Where there is hatred,
let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Is such a peaceful prayer, isn't it? I just wanted to close my eyes and just take it in. You know, it's just beautiful.
So, Ginger Samaritan, thank you so much for being here with us this hour.
Thanks for having me.
Steph, thank you for
Ginger.
Being in here.
A pleasure.
Folks, just a couple of minutes left to the top of the hour. We do still need your phone calls. We're a little short of that goal. Give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Again, if you give at that monthly donor level, you're going to get the Quest mug, this beautifully crocheted angel here, and your name and a drawing for that artwork, the presentation of the Lamb by Sally Kazin. Call this hour, 470-508-1160. You can also give online at thequestatlanta.com. Suggestions that you offer maybe a $25 per month gift or a $30 a month gift, or if you want to, $100 per month gift. That would be a great gift here to Atlanta, the Quest here, so we can continue this work. 470-508-1160. This is our Saints, Heroes for All Time pledge drive. And check us out at thequestatlanta.com or download our mobile app. Folks, we're going to be here with you for a few more hours this morning, and then we'll take a break, go back to network programming, and then come back in the afternoon. But we will be with you all 3 days for our pledge drive. If you've already called in and pledged, call your friends and say, hey, I've pledged to the Quest. Have you pledged to the Quest?
Yes.
Or call your Knights of Columbus group or any groups that you are a part of. Send out a text, an email message saying you need to be a part of what we're doing here at the Quest. We are bringing souls to Christ so he can draw us to himself and save them. He is our Savior. Give us a call, 470-508-1160. You are listening to AM 1160 CFO, East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.